Welcome back, rock stars. Here we are with episode number 3, and I am your host and business coach, Daphne Walter. So today we're going to talk about core needs. Now, don't hit stop on the recording just yet, because I promise you, this is actually going to be a pretty exciting topic that we're going to cover today, because today you're going to discover certain things about yourself and about other people that once you know these things, you'll totally look at everything differently. How you look at conversations, how you look at relationships, you'll know how to predict how and why that people do certain things. So let's dive in. But before we do, when we get to the end, I'm going to remind you of how your business can get a shout out in one of my future episodes. If you recall from last week, I had a link in the show notes where you can add your name and your business information and have a chance at getting shouted out on my social platforms. So be sure to stay to the very end so you hear that reminder. Next week, I'm actually going to be introducing you to my friend Shannon, who is a candle consultant of mine that I've known for a couple of years. And it's actually a pretty funny story of how we met on a cruise. But coming back to this episode number 3, where we're going to talk about these core needs. The reason that I picked this topic today was because ever since this podcast was brought to life, I've been getting asked the big question of what is my plan to help other mompreneurs, or generally just help people in business in general. And I've not taken this question lightly by any means. In fact, I've been keeping myself up late at nights, racking my brain, trying to think of the right answer, because I want to answer this question in a way that's going to have people feel inspired and make them want to keep coming back to these episodes, listening to more. And so the reason I think that finding the answer to that question has been so difficult for me is because everybody has different core needs. Everybody values something differently. And so everybody's going to expect a different answer from me. What you seek, you will find. And as I mentioned in episode number 1, if you listen to it, some of you might be tuning into these podcasts because you want to hear about the latest microphone that I use to record YouTube videos, which is a Yeti, by the way. I'll pop the link in the show notes below. Or some of you might actually just be wanting to come and learn about tips on building a business brand. Or maybe a few of you are here looking for someone to relate to, just to feel part of something and know that you aren't alone. So to give the best answer to this question of how I plan to help other mompreneurs, today specifically, I figured I would teach you about the 6 human needs. And you probably just went, what? Like, this is your golden aha best answer that you can come up with, Daphne? And truly, yes, it is. Because I'm going to share with you like tools and tips and things like that in the future. Obviously, this is what this podcast is about. It is a podcast to help other mompreneurs. So all the tools, all the tips, all the strategies are definitely going to be coming your way. But having tools and tips and knowing how and when to use those tools and tips are 2 totally different things. So first, understand the human need. Then you'll know which tool that you're going to need to have in order to meet it. So, understanding the human needs. Well, understanding the human needs are, in fact, a tool in itself and a pretty important one that you're going to want to have on your tool belt. Because when you understand what drives people, what motivates them, and how they attempt to meet their own needs, then you'll have more compassion, more connection, and make more of a positive influence as a partner, a parent, and a leader. What needs that you want met, what you value the most, is what's going to keep you turning back to these podcast episodes and wanting to hear more. So I actually formally learned of these 6 human needs just recently during a Tony Robbins conference. I talked about this again in episode number 1. However, I truly feel that I subconsciously already had an understanding of what these 6 human needs were a long time ago. Because in my last episode, episode 2, I talked about how learning about people and human behaviors was one of the top three actions that I took when my business went from mom to business mogul. So when I began to understand people and what their values were, what caused them to have an emotional reaction, how they prioritized things that they did in their life, or how they chose to meet their needs, whether in a positive or negative way, I was able to build stronger and more genuine relationships with them. It became more about helping other people rather than helping myself, meaning just trying to sell products or recruit people to join my team. Understanding who people are and why they do the things that they do is the secret to unlocking personal and professional success. Because you will end up spinning your wheels round and round and round trying to figure out why someone, when you were just having a great conversation with about your product or service, all of a sudden just ghosted you and maybe even started avoiding you. Or maybe you signed someone up on your team recently that you thought was going to be the next million-dollar rock star. She started off on fire, but then what felt like overnight, her flame just fizzled. Like, what happened? What changed? Too many times we react to someone's actions based on what we think is going on or how we feel about a situation. Well, this often is going to lead to loss in business, relationships being severed, and the silliest things being left probably misunderstood or even unanswered. That person that's been ghosting you about your product and you thought it was all about you and you did something wrong, well, it turns out that change scares the crap out of them and they're afraid of failing. They are afraid to try something new and to step out of their comfort zone. And it was easier to hide from you than to admit that to you. Or maybe that mom, the one who you thought was going to go straight to the top and be that next rock star on your team, and then all of a sudden she just disappeared. Well, she comes from a family that's highly recognized around town. And when they found out that she was involved in network marketing, they told her that she was an embarrassment to the family's reputation and advised her to stop the quote, nonsense. So it wasn't that she gave up or that her desires changed. Her human need for connection and love with her family and keeping that peace took priority over her own dreams. Each of us is unique and we're shaped by our own individual life events and emotions. Our deepest needs are developed when our minds take in all the information that they can. Now, this information, whether it's positive or negative, it's going to create our beliefs and our values. And our beliefs and values are what shape our entire world. So let's talk about them. What are these six human needs? Well, first I'm going to run through them really quick, and then we'll dive more into each one, in a deeper level. So the six human needs. The first one is certainty. This is assurance that you can avoid pain or even gain pleasure. So then the second one, of course, would be uncertainty or variety, the need for the unknown or for change. The third is significance, that feeling of feeling needed or feeling special or important. The next one is connection or love, and that's a strong feeling of closeness or union with something or somebody. Number five is growth, and that obviously is the capability to expand yourself. And the final one is contribution, and that is the sense of service or focusing on helping others. So as I mentioned, we're gonna dive into each of these. But before we do, I want you to start thinking about your own life. And I want you to capture all the positive and negative ways that you try to meet each of these needs. So for example, if we talk about the first one, which is certainty. Now, I'm very consistent when it comes to my workout routine. So I'm pretty certain that I'm going to do my workouts on a regular basis. And for me, that's a positive habit. However, it could also be negative, because the negative side of this is I am such a robot when it comes to my workouts. Like, I am so programmed to push play to just do Beachbody programs, which means I hold myself back from getting outside and trying new things. So not that that's necessarily negative, but the positive is I love to work out. The negative aspect of it is I don't try new things. And sometimes I hit a plateau with my weight loss goals or my health goals, and it's because I'm not doing anything different. And it's like I avoid that pain of trying something new by staying in my certainty of knowing what to expect from the workouts that I do. In addition to listing all the positive and the negative ways that you try to meet each of these needs, I want you to also identify which of the six needs are your top two. Now, like I said, we're going to dive a little bit deeper, so you're going to have a better understanding. But these two needs, whatever your top two needs, they're going to be the driving force into the direction that you go in life. And when you go in a direction, what happens? It leads you to a destination. Now, as I've mentioned before, the way that you meet your needs can be in either positive or negative ways. And if you meet your top two needs in by doing negative behaviors or taking negative actions, your destination is not going to be the same as someone who meets their needs with positive actions, obviously. So I'm literally going to go through each of these six human needs briefly, but I want you to identify the positive, the negative ways that you meet each need, and then I want you to discover which two needs are the core needs that you prioritize and base all your decisions around. Okay, so going back to number one, certainty. So if certainty is one of your core needs, then this means that you're someone that needs to feel secure and you need to feel safe. In order to live a life full of certainty, your life has to stay the same in many areas. So you try to control what's going on around you, different situations or even people. Now, some of the key words, so if you often find yourself using these words or living by these words, then you could probably identify certainty as one of your core needs. So some of the words used for certainty are comfort, security, stability, and protection. Now, how to tell if certainty is one of your core needs is you're trustworthy and you always say what you're going to do. Now, again, this could be positive or negative. Someone could trust that you're going to do something bad versus trusting that you're going to do something good. But if certainty is one of your core needs, you enjoy planning, you thrive on a schedule and by being organized, and you're hesitant to take new risks or have new experiences. So as I mentioned, number two then is going to be the opposite, and that's going to be uncertainty. So as I mentioned, you know, when it comes to my workouts, I'm very certain. I'm very rigid. I'm by the book, you know, just, I guess you can even almost call it boring. But on the flip side of that, I'm a very uncertain person. Like I meet my needs in uncertain ways because I'm an entrepreneur. I take risks all the time. So my workouts are plain Jane. They're boring. Same thing, you know, every single day. But when it comes to, you know, my work experience or how I thrive, I love change. So uncertainty, if uncertainty is one of your human needs, you're unafraid to take risk. You thrive with variety and you seek that constant change. So some of the keywords that might be used if you're thinking about, you know, is uncertainty one of my needs, would be change, chaos, and chaos isn't always a bad thing, suspense or surprise. Now, if variety is one of your core needs, then you're generally outgoing, you enjoy change, and you're willing to try new things. However, on the flip side of that, like I mentioned, I love to try new things. I love to say yes to new projects, but sometimes that leads me with having too much on my plate, and then I can get a little scattered, and then I get a little off track with some of the, you know, important tasks that I need to get done. So if uncertainty or variety is one of your core needs, you can sometimes tend to be unfocused or unorganized. All right, let's jump into number three, which is significance. Significance is met by receiving recognition. It's the desire to be seen, heard, listened. Now, if you're listening to this and you're in network marketing, I can almost bet that either right now or at some point in your career, if not in the past, well, definitely in the future, significance is going to be one of your core needs. It's one of the things that we value at the top. And if you're shaking your head going, no, I don't need to feel special. I don't need that recognition. Well, BS. Because if you're in network marketing, how many times have we sat down and we set a goal that was revolved around receiving a certain rank? And so like I'm a Beachbody coach. So I'd always sit down, you know, every year and be like, okay, how am I going to grow this year? And it wasn't necessarily like always a financial goal. Oftentimes it was a rank goal. And rank in our business, when you move up in rank, yes, you do move up in higher income brackets or, opportunities to earn more money, I should say. It's not always the case. But most of the time, when you receive a certain rank in our company, you get recognized on stage at our annual conference. And I know for so many years, I would bust my butt. I mean, just the whole entire year to earn a rank, to walk across stage for 5 seconds. Tell me that back then significance wasn't one of my top needs, right? So moving up in rank, earning an annual trip. So every year, you know, we qualify for these annual trips and we go on these free trips with our company. That is significance. That's recognition. And it's not always a bad thing when it's used positively. But a lot of times people will use recognition as a measuring tool that tracks significance. And then when we don't feel special, we don't feel unique, or we don't get that recognition that we're out seeking, that's when we'll start to take drastic measures and start to do things that make us feel good. And sometimes that's in negative ways, like turning to alcohol or even tearing other people down. I know people that will actually surround themselves with circles of friends with people that they view as below them or less significant just to make themselves feel superior or better. So some keywords for significance are going to be pride, achievement, performance, evaluation, or even rejection. People that have significance as one of their core needs, they're highly driven to be successful, and they take pride in reaching their goals. They're perfectionists. They're competitive, but sometimes they can be overly dramatic. All right, let's move on to the fourth one, which is connection or love. Now, you are constantly seeking out a close relationship with someone or something if connection or love is one of your core needs. People need love. And love is amazing. Love can lead to some incredibly fulfilling relationships, but it can also cause you to sacrifice self-care in order to maintain a partnership or keep that, quote, love alive. Just like that mom I mentioned earlier in this episode who chose to set her own dreams of building a business aside just to avoid causing ripples in the family and in the eyes of her parents, and of her damaging the way that the people viewed their family. Love or connection, the key words for this are togetherness, unity, passion, and caring. Now, loyalty and generosity are two of your top values when love or connection is at the top of your core needs. You have strong ties, but like I mentioned, you can sometimes lose yourself of sense, or you have a hard time telling people no because you don't want them to not love you, to not like you. Okay, so we talked about those first four needs, okay? So it was that certainty, uncertainty, significance, and the connection and love. So let's move on to those last two, which are growth and contribution. So growth, y'all, if you know anything about me, this is absolutely at the top of my list of core needs. Those who have growth as one of their values is someone who's always striving to be better and to learn more. They're constantly changing themselves to reach their full potential. The need for betterment ensures that they never get bored. But on the opposite side of this, sometimes, and I'm 100% guilty of this, we neglect important rest and relaxation that's needed to manage the stress levels that come with growth. Because if you're growing, it is not an easy road. You are stressed out to the max because you're growing, you're changing, you're trying new things, you're trying hard things. You're going through so many emotions. You're feeling accomplished, you're feeling defeated. And then sometimes we just don't take that rest. My husband's always saying, "Don't you ever just relax?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." All right. So the last one is contribution. And have you ever heard the saying, "The secret to living is giving"? If you're someone who has contribution at the top of your six human needs, then this saying really hits home to you because you're someone who likely makes a big difference in the people around you and in your community. People that have contribution as one of their core needs, they're extremely empathetic and compassionate people. They thrive by giving back and by paying it forward. Okay, so we just talked about these six needs, and I want to just point something out. Everybody finds a way to meet the first four needs: consistency, inconsistency, significance, and connection, whether good or bad, positive or negative. These are the four needs of the body that are essential to human survival. Now, the last two needs, growth and contribution, these are the two needs that are essential to human fulfillment. They are the needs of the spirit. And not everyone finds a way to satisfy these two. Yet these are probably the most important and necessary pieces to lasting fulfillment. And sadly, very few people grow continuously or contribute continuously, and that's where all the joy is. All right, so now that we have a better understanding of what the six needs are, were you able to identify which ones were at the top for you? Which two were your primary drivers? Because these primary drivers, they affect your ability to connect with others and to build those relationships that are going to be so essential for success. Understanding what your top two are is so vital because it helps you manage your triggers and be in charge of your emotions and your actions. Knowing which need that you want to meet in any given moment can help you embrace the power of growth and create new patterns that lead to lasting fulfillment. Now, in addition to understanding your core needs, you should now be able to actually start identifying what other people's values are, how to react and engage with them, and to how ultimately to best serve their core needs. This is pretty cool stuff, right? So keep in mind, most people, they've never heard of needs explained this way. So it's not like someone's going to come to you and go, "Hey, I value connection, so I really need you to treat me this way." Or, "I love and thrive on recognition over here, so look at me, look at me." They haven't identified these yet. But you have. You now understand these six human needs. And if you pay attention, instead of seeing people's behaviors, you'll now start to see their attempts to meet their core needs. Watch what people do. Listen to the words they use. When you do this, you'll never see the world the same again. Okay, so jumping a little bit ahead. Episode number four, our next episode that we're going to talk about, It's titled, Don't Buy Into the Lies. It's possible to have a career and family. And I think this next episode is actually going to be one of the most exciting because, well, first and foremost, it's going to sound a little different. Yes, we're finally going to have some audio into it, some music. I'm really, really excited. But second, you're actually going to be hearing not just from me, but from a couple other mompreneurs who have found a deep satisfaction and success with balancing their home-based business and mom life. So as I reminded you in the beginning to listen to the very end, I want to highlight your business too. And if you want to be shouted out on my social platforms, be sure to complete the form on my website. Now, once again, I've linked the page into the show notes below. Okay, that is all that I have for today. I would love it if you would leave a review, subscribe, and share. Thank you guys for spending your time with me, and I'll see you next week.